News coming to you by remote, I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. He was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as Floyd lay helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate demonstrators. He has also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen, a Republican, told CNN a short time ago, the president has no understanding of the rule of law. Mr. Trump is taking a lot of continuing criticism for this week's use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House, so Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible at an Episcopal church. For the 10th consecutive day, there were widespread protests late into the night, calling for justice in the George Floyd killing, but for the second straight night, they were mainly subdued, with explosive anger replaced by a calmer appeal for racial justice. It fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis, where the Reverend Al Sharpton told mourners, quote, stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks. The service lasted with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held George Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a second-degree murder charge. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder by doing nothing to stop Chauvin. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of morning after. Last night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, there is something better on the other side of this. Atlanta was relatively quiet with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. Still, simmering unrest continues in New York City. Protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds as they made multiple arrests. The 8 p.m. curfew is set to stay in effect in the city until Sunday. Via remote, this is VOA News. There has been a dramatic new jobs report in the United States. In a major surprise to economists, it shows that 2.5 million jobs were added in May. U.S. markets have been surging on the news, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by more than 700 points at the open, that is 2.75% in value. Spurred by the report, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany over 2%, France a whopping 3%. Another factor was the announcement by the European Central Bank that it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency bond purchase program. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide stands at more than 6.6 million, with some 391,000 deaths. Brazil is deeply suffering with its largest 24-hour increases in coronavirus fatalities, more than 1,000 a day. For the second straight night, the health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19, with 615,000 cases. Here in the U.S., confirmed infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. In China, there were arrests after thousands of protesters defied a ban as they staged candlelight rallies in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre by Chinese troops. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was prohibited by police, who cited the coronavirus pandemic. The anniversary has struck an especially sensitive nerve in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory after China's move to impose national security legislation on the city and the passage of a bill outlawing disrespect for China's national anthem. 10 weeks after a massive coronavirus outbreak sidelined a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the vessel is returned to sea for military operations in the Pacific. The USS Theodore Roosevelt had been in Guam with more than 1,000 of its crew members struck down by COVID-19. Its former commanding officer was relieved when he complained that too little was being done to head off the virus aboard his ship. Google says Iran and China have targeted the campaigns of both President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The company confirmed the findings after the director of its threat analysis group disclosed the attempts Thursday on Twitter. In Washington, the House and Senate are expected to consider proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements, addressing the loss of trust between police departments and the communities they serve. Once again, the top story this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1.